It is 28 before the hour. Let's bring him in from Washington, D.C., the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Huggy.
Well.
Oh, no.
If it isn't Tom Joyner's official backup QB and Eddie Murphy's third cousin, Skip Murphy.
What's happening, Hug?
Summer Wilkes and J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
How you doing, Hug?
A.K.A. Mrs. Kaiser Sose and Mr. Roger Verbal Kent. How are you, usual suspects, doing this Monday morning?
All right, we good, Hug.
We have 3 days before Turkey Day. That's right. My skins plays those turkeys the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. We're going to deep fry and stuff Romo's giblet. I wonder if Dez Bryant's eating over his mama house after the game. I tell you what, you better sit at the opposite end of the dinner table. You know, out of hat's way. Did y'all see how my skin circumcised the Eagles yesterday?
Ouch.
Yes. 31-6. It's amazing how a bye week and the victorious Eagles will do for your team's self-esteem.
All right.
Philly fans were frustrated. Mike Vick wasn't quarterbacking. Yep, they felt like they were at a Roots concert and Jimmy Fallon was rapping for Black Thought. And just think, on Thanksgiving, we're up against Romo. If we don't beat any other game this season, let it be this one. Just so the Redskins fans say, but we beat y'all ass on Thanksgiving. Skip Summer Day, did y'all see the Steelers-Ravens game?
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't watch it, but I heard it, Silver. See, the Steelers uniforms were so ugly, I just closed my eyes and listened to the sound. Silver, it felt like I had a flashback when I used to date this girl who wasn't the best looking, but her cooking made her look like Halle Berry.
All right.
So I used to keep a paper bag by the bed, you know, or a ski mask or something. I mean, that's how, you know, or Berka or something. You know, that's how I felt like looking at the Steelers' uniform.
I see.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to watch. I did get a chance to watch the Little American Music Awards, though.
Yeah.
It was the damn Justin Bieber show.
It was.
Remember, did you see when Justin Bieber was performing and Nicki Minaj came out in that leotard and backed that thing up on Justin?
Yeah, man. He wasn't ready for that.
Justin Bieber was about to be busting Jesus.
I know, right?
Did y'all see Stevie Wonder's tribute to Dick Clark?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. So, well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Why won't Stevie concede and cut his hair bald? I mean, half his hair has receded.
Right.
The other half are signing petitions to succeed. You know, the young kids at the AMA thought Stevie was a new rapper called Too Brave. But the highlight of the night was Psy Open Gangnam Style and MC Hammer Too Legit. Simple, I was at the Hug Shack looking for my parachute pants. I didn't know if I was watching TV or playing a dance game on my Wii. Simple, I must have lost 6 pounds watching that performance.
Really?
That was some nostalgic shiggity. Hammer
good.
Still got it.
He does.
Yeah.
Who needs money when you still got moves? He did move a little slow. I was calling him Mallet last night. Well, this Friday through Sunday, me and Chris Paul is in Toledo, Ohio at the Funny Bone, y'all.
All right.
Open Gangnam Style.